718-705-4443. Stay tuned for Carl B. Moxie coming up in the bottom of the hour. And we'll be back, all things being equal, on Monday from 4 to 6, Tuesday 4 to 5 in Atlanta, going up to 6, and Monday to Friday from 4 p.m. We love you. Thank you so much, DJ Tetros, Inside Club Celebrity. You never know who's going to be passing through. Maybe you might see the Spice Man up there. But we coming through. Keith, we coming through. Making some turns, making some rounds. All right? Stay tuned for much, much more coming up right here. Thank you so much, DJ Tetros. Boom, bam, bam. Tonight, celebs, that's 1325 Hempstead Turnpike. Elmont, get ready for the big, seductive Saturdays. This Saturday and every Saturday. We love you. God bless.
93.5 WVIP, New Rochelle, the Whitney Media Station.
WVIP, New Rochelle.
The following is a feature presentation of Wake Up Radio with your host, Carl B. Moxie.
In these times when there is a weakening of our social, moral, and even spiritual fiber of our society, resulting in a host of personal and societal ills, a program such as this, Wake Up Radio, can only help to promote the awareness and the upliftment of our communities.
That Carl B. Moxie is on your radio.
Madam, now my court is in session. Will you please stand? First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Judge 100 Years. Some people call me Judge Dredd. Now, I am from Ethiopia. Try hard, you rude boys, for shooting black people. In my court, only me talk, cause I'm vexed. And I am the rude boy today. Who gun check?
Yes, sir.
Rude boy, Adolphus check?
Yes, sir.
Rude boy, Emmanuel Zachariah Zaki Palm?
Yes, sir.
George Robin Flea, present? Adolphus James?
Yes, sir.
I see where we have been charged with 10 shooting intent. 5 murder charge, 6 grab and flee charge.
But you are not
guilty. What's up? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty, sir.
I don't care what they say, take 400 years, stand down. Emmanuel Zachariah Zaki Palm?
Yes, sir.
You've been charged, 15 charge of shooting intent, 15 murder charge. And I heard that you was the one down there in Sutton Street, who tell the judge, good boys don't hear. Well, this is King Street, and my name is Judge Dredd, and I don't care. Now take 400 years.
Is there a way I'm going to say, you know, Your Honor, because...
Hush up, what they trying to shoot me, though?
No, Your Honor, but I didn't shoot
him. Well, quiet. 400 more years for you. Judge, come and flee.
Yes, sir.
Stop your crying. Good boys don't cry. That's what I hear.
I didn't read you no love. I'm screaming. I don't give you a chance.
I don't hear. Hush up. This is my court. You're charged for robbing school children. Robbery aggravation.
Good man, I don't take a sentence to you, my son. Man, you know, I just want to go out to the judge, come and try, you know, and I take a sentence to you, know, sir.
Hush up! Order! Adolphus James?
Yes, sir?
You rob school children? You boom the people's house? You shot black people?
But you and I don't give
a... Hush up! Just for talking, I now charge you for contempt, and that is a separate 100 years. I hereby sentence you to 400 years. I said, hush up, hush up. You are sentenced to 400 years and 500 lashes. I am going to set an example. Good boys, don't cry, don't cry.
You can know a rude chap by the way he said his cap low.
music in our star.
Man shot dead or root young and wild.
It's the fever.
Fever.
They called fever. It was the summer of 1967, leading up to the 5th anniversary of Jamaica's independence. It was the second stint of the Rude Boy Rocksteady era, which started in 1965 during the ska era, with the likes of Wailers and the Clarendonians and the and such likes, just to name a couple. Here, Prince Buster revived it on his own 1967 Prince Buster label, which with Judge Dredd, Derek Morgan, followed suit with Courtney Smith on the Beverly's label. Right now, you're listening to the Silvertones, formerly known as the Valentines, with Gun Fever on Miss Pattinger's Gay Feet label. All of 1967.
The Gun Fever is bad. The Gun Fever.
Every time you read the clean or star, this man shot dead or root young at war.
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in all little island?
It's the fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this on our little island, your pride? But right now, folks, it's more like what has become of the world and Mother Nature, Mother Earth. Even nature appears more and more rebellious these days, you know. Has anyone noticed the fierceness in the rain cloud these days? Anyone noticed the aggressive and menacing ways in which it hovers over the earth these days? Anyone paying attention to the drops, the raindrops? When it drops, when it hits the ground, it explodes. If you have been noticing, I suggest you start. I know you can't do anything about it, yes, but I think it is important that we all pay attention to nature. Nature is telling us things that we don't seem to care about, you know. Well, most of us anyway. Don't just pay attention to yourselves. Don't just pay attention to yourselves. Pay attention to nature as well. Most important, though, pay attention to God, to Shiva, to Allah, to Jehovah. Trust me, y'all. Om Shanti, everyone. Greetings of peace and namaste, everyone. I salute the divine in each of you on this beautiful yet humid day, which the one supreme father and nature have blessed us. I'm your friendly host, DJ Uncle Carl B. Moxie, broadcasting live from our resident studios in New Rochelle. Yeah, our country club studios in New Rochelle, New York, on 93.5 Capital FM Radio, and simultaneously on the internet at www.wakeupradio.net, and also on any telephone internationally 24/7 by calling 712-432-4456. 712-432-4456. And of course, if you missed any part of today's show, in a few hours, it will be available to you on our website at www.wakeupradio.net. All our radio shows are available on the archive pages of our website, www.wakeupradio.net.
And gun is the talk of this town. The gun fever is bad. The gun fever.
The lovely Debbie Aragon is on the other side of the glass, handling continuity and directing traffic as well. Or on your telephone number is 914-636-9847. 914-636-9847. 636-9847. WVIP, and WVIP on your phone pad is tantamount to 9847 914-636-9847. However, right now, you're listening to Wake Up Radio, but before Wake Up Radio, there was We Radio, and of course, we go until 1 p.m. when the Irie Jam boys and girls take over.
Every time you read the clean or star, this man shot dead or root young at war.
It's the fever.
It's a movie afternoon this evening. Yes, it's a movie afternoon this evening at Third Bronx, Brahma Kumaris location, 2705 Williams Bridge Road, on the second floor, and that's between Allerton Avenue and Boston Road in that medical office building, 2705 Williams Bridge Road. We're at the Brahma Kumaris, the Bronx, New York. It's an evening of the movie, evening at the movie. So we're asking you to come join us in the viewing of this wonderful, insightful movie, The Tour of the Travelers, The Seven Keys of Enlightenment. This evening from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m., we will view the movie and followed by interactive conversation that will help clarify us, which will help us to clarify the seven keys of enlightenment and some reflection and meditation. And the Brahma Kumaris, all our programs are offered freely. And for more information about tonight's movie and the conversation, you can call Carmen. She's home right now at 718-994-0765. And we'll talk more about it in the upcoming hour. Yeah? The 1967 Rocksteady era leading up to Jamaica's fifth year of independence continues with JoJo Bennett. Yep, yep, yep.
play the hits long before they happen, and rightly so. And we play the hits long after they happen, and rightly so. And I'm your host, DJ. And I'm your host, DJ. And I'm your host,
Carl,
DJ.
Carl B. Moxie.
Yep. Music from the summer of 1967, leading up to Jamaica's independence. Bend Down Low and The Fugitive with JoJo Bennett on the Soul label and on the Fugitive label, respectively. 1967 was a good year for artists. I should say it was not a good year for artists who had problems keeping up with the fast pace of ska, you know, at least so, because you say, I could tell you some of it, but it would end up being a long, long story. Right, with the miss? There you go.
Bloody marvelous to listen to the wake-up call with Carl B. Moxie.
absolutely delightful.
We don't need to brag. We don't need to boast. We just give you what you need. Music, music, music.
El Casino Royal. Too big for Mr. Bank.
She said, big truth. The year was 1968, still in the Rocksteady era when Joe Gibbs recorded this one on the Amalgamated label, you know. Stranger and Gladiator had originally done the vocal. I'll see if I can squeeze it in before we get to the top. We'll be back after the 12 o'clock bewitching midday hour with more refreshing music and some conversations to boot. I will be holding conversation with a man about a horse. Actually, I'll be speaking to a lady, with a lady about a book. I call her First Lady. Why, you may ask? Well, stay tuned, and the reason will eventually be manifested. Tim Wilson is on a hiatus break today and will return soon. And pardon my malapropism. Pardon my circumlocution. Pardon my ludicrous misuse of words, so to speak. We also have an explosive hardship case by a life special for you as well. Explosive as in 4th of July weekend firecracker special. All in the next hour though, right here on Wake Up Radio. So stay in good company. Stay with us on this beautiful, beautiful, hot and humid Saturday afternoon. Yep, yep, yep.
93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle.
Do you know the American Heart Association's recommendation for a day's sodium consumption is no more than 2,400 milligrams? That's one teaspoon of salt. Since most Americans take in more than they need, Sound Shore Medical Center encourages you to buy fresh, plain frozen, or canned with no salt added vegetables. Cook rice, pasta, hot cereals without adding salt. Read nutrition labels for products with no more than 140 milligrams of sodium per serving. And, of course, reduce added salt at the table. What you don't know can hurt you.
93.5 WVIP, broadcasting loud and clear all over the metro area. For more information on hosting your own radio program, call David O'Shaughnessy at 914-636-1460. For rates and availabilities, that's 914-636-1460. 93.5 WVIP.
Hello, this is Joe from the Homeowners Helpline, and it's been 4 years now that the Helpline has been telling homeowners that the banks have messed up on the legal documentation of your mortgage. It's been sliced and diced so many times that they can't prove a valid lien, let alone a valid foreclosure, and that most of all the talk about loan modifications is just that. Less than 5% of qualified loans actually get modified to the benefit of you, the homeowner, and all the banks are actually doing is using this loan modification system to distract you from their efforts to foreclose on your home. Don't become another victim. Get some help to cut through this nonsense. Give the Helpline a call, 800-965-9282. That's 800-965-9282. 800-965-9282. Or go to stopgreedybanks.com. That's stopgreedybanks.com. Or for immediate attention, call 800-965-9282. The Homeowners Helpline, we're there for you.
This product is a tool your body uses to heal itself. It is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
I just called and ordered 3 bottles because about 3 weeks ago I ordered a bottle. And I was having pains in my knee and I'm diabetic, also high blood pressure. And I started taking it. The pains in my knee is gone and my blood pressure is, and my diabetes. It's right back to normal level.
Wonderful.
So I call back now to order so I can stay on it and get off the pills.
Absolutely. That's 1-800-866-628-5433. Buy one bottle of BioLife Plus. I am going to throw in 2 more bottles of BioLife Plus absolutely free. No shipping, no handling, no processing. Buy one bottle of the powerful BioLife Plus, fighting diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, arthritis, fibroids, cancer. You're going to get 2 more bottles absolutely free. Just call this number now. Call 1-800-866-628-5433. That's 1-800-866-628-5433.
VIP.
51 years later, Wake Up Radio with Uncle Carl B. Moxie presents the official flashback Blouse and Skirt Jamaican Rum Punch Independence Dance at the Majestic Marquis Ballroom, 88-03101 Avenue, Ozone Park, Queens, Saturday, August 3rd, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Wear your colors, blouse and skirt for women, short sleeve shirt for men. Come relive those festival party years of free curry goat and white rice and Manish water only. Entertainment by the 1970 Festival winner Hope Dan Lewis. Music by Uncle Carl B. Moxie and DJ Roy. $30 a one. Cash bar with strong Jamaican rum punch. Saturday, August 3rd. Tickets at Moody's Records. People's Choice Furniture. Here It Is Unisex. The Beauty Hut. Genesis One Restaurant. Amber Golden Crest at Linden Boulevard and 200 Street in St. Albans, Queens. Call 718-994-0765. So see you at the party. See you at the party.
It's all about First Saturdays. Leave your stress at the door. Come party, mix, and mingle each and every First Saturday at Celeb Sports Bar and Lounge.
Start your month off right from the first Saturday night of each and every month. Stress-free Saturdays at Celeb Sports Bar and Lounge, 1325 Hempstead Turnpike, Elmont, Long Island. Exquisite musical entertainment by DJ Patrick, Fredo Bobby, DJ Wayne, the Rhythm Rider, and a host of New York's finest DJs. And ladies, each and every first Saturday night at Celeb, it's your night. you're independent, you're sexy, you're stress-free before one. And if that's not enough, a free glass of champagne to start your night.
Come celebrate your birthday every first Saturday of the month. Birthday packages are available. For more information, call 323-743-3461. It's all about First Saturday. Leave your stress at the door. Come party, mix, and mingle each and every first Saturday at Celeb Sports Bar and Lounge.
Just 4 minutes from Belmont Racetrack, 1325 Hempstead Turnpike, Elmont, New York, 11003.
Yo, 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 hear me not, this one I need no hype. Me said no hype, it's all about Friday, July 19th. Double Diamond and Ben Sasha birthday party. It's called Sexy in the Summer at Celeb's Nightclub, 1345 Hempstead Turnpike. Me and people are talking about this party. The party's slapper. Yo, be a doc, who you say?
Again, once again, it's Dabba, a Sprague Diamond birthday party. You know, so the whole thing, man, a sexy in the summer. So ladies get it together. You know, so I say you're the whole thing, man. Turn it up, Mr. Vega Fester. Yo, Dabba, turn it up. Yo, Sprague, turn it up.
You think I'll be a doc alone? Fluff the diva to the world.
It's your Fluffy Diva, Miss Kitty, representing Dabba Diamond birthday bash at Celebs on July 19th. It's all about sexy in the summer. Endorsed by the Fluffy Diva. La 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 la. Dabba Diamond said, all right.
Hey, yo, Bad Girl Cecile, talk to them.
Yo, what's up? This is your girl, Bad Girl Cecile. And right about now, I'm endorsing the hottest party for the summer. It's all about sexy in the summer. It's birthday party of the century. Make sure you're dead.
Music by Singer Movement, Ultra Star Sound, Chris Capone, Dylan Wireless, and International Star. I will be there. It's all about Friday, July 19th. Sexy in the summer. It's black, wicked. Turn it up.
I think I go so do it. My word. Anyways, Dabba Diamond. Dabba Diamond party at the Celebs nightclub at 1345 Hempstead Turnpike. At the same place where his co-worker has his first Saturday, the previous commercial before this one. You heard it. So Stinger Movements, International Star, Ultra Star, so Chris Capone. And it's only $20 a one, them say. And that's Friday, July the 19th. But tonight inside Celeb Sports Bar is DJ Wayne, first Saturday, Spread Love Bobby and the rest of the crew. So go join them out there. It's not very far from Queens, right off the Hempstead Turnpike, right off the Cross Island Parkway, Queens. And, now this,
Fine Fear Supermarket, located in the Baychester Mall at 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx, is your one-stop supermarket, accepting major credit cards, food stamps, and WIC checks, and has the convenience of an ATM machine. Free delivery and ample parking at Fine Fear Supermarket in the Bronx, 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx. Fine Fear carries a wide variety of Caribbean products. Their fish and meat departments are always stocked to meet your demands. And of course, your choice of meats can be cut as ordered. Fine Fear Supermarket in the Baychester Mall, 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx. Call 718-652-8456. 652-8456. Fine Fear Supermarket. Happy shopping.
On Saturday, July 20th, 2013, the 30 Plus Club proudly presents their monthly dance and show. Location, Majestic Marquis, 8803 101 Avenue, Ozone Park in Queens. Majestic Marquis, performing live. Tony Briffett, former lead singer from the Melodians. The legendary Tony Briffett. Also, the legendary Dance Master. The electrifying dancing machine, Dance Master. Music by Prentice from Soul Tone Disco. Members, you pay $30. Non-members, you pay $35. For further info, call 516-943-5674. That is 516-943-5674. On Saturday, July 20th, the 30 Plus Club presents their monthly dance. Their monthly dance, Majestic Marquis, 8803 101 Avenue, Ozone Park in Queens. Don't you miss it.
You don't care for the ID, bro. That's tonight, folks. Tonight inside of the Majestic Marquis Ballroom. Lyndall Brown and company will be there with this big throwdown tonight. And Dance Master will be there. Dance Master, the dancing master. He can certainly dance. And he has some nice aerobics music, you know. You know, sweet, sweet sugar cane. And yeah, you can lose a lot of weight when you're dancing them, Julie. You know, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But it's tonight inside of the Majestic Marquis Ballroom. Same place where we will be on August 3rd for Jamaica's 51. Yeah, man, wear your blouser skirt and your short sleeve shirt and your colors and come enjoy the night, you know. Curry goat and white rice and manish water and thing. And August 3rd from 10 to 3 o'clock in the morning. But tonight, in the meantime, tonight, Lyndon Brown present a big party over there with friends. Now this.
Oh, no. Look what you did to me, Blooming Bima.
Rush me, dear. Me never used to say you did stop.
You blind? You didn't see the red light?
Me neither that look. But new look, out of body can take care of that, you know. Just ask for David and tell him, say, amnesia I'll be sent you.
Martha, if this is the way you drive, then you must send a lot of people to that place then.
Not really. But after I mash up all of that, you all broke me mash up long time.
What you say?
Okay. But you're nice, do you know? Can I have your number?
Excuse me?
No, man. The insurance purposes. Chow, how you going? What a good joke, man.
New look, auto body, 214. West 3rd Street in Mount Vernon, the extension of 242nd Street off White Plains Road. Call 914-667-3050. New Look Auto Body, 214 West 3rd Street at 13th Avenue, where all insurance claims are handled.
Ratted! Ready to mash up. Who never tell me cousins about him car now?
Mister, for moving a mash up car out high road.
Shut on the mouth, you know, old idiot. Yeah, it's a little joke you might make now, but for me get the number, it would be a different thing, you know. So you go, man. So you go in the street there, you know. Yeah. Man, I have no patience. DJ Sean, I have no patience. I wonder where DJ Sean is. Well, DJ Sean is Bieber. Oh, by the way, that female voice was that distressful voice in the street there. Bima get my shop is Debo, and the impatient man is DJ Sean, originally a Flink Up. And the straight voice is DJ Roy, you know, the one who's directing you where you can take your mashup vehicle. At New Look Auto Body in Mount Vernon. And I guess you don't know who the other idiot is, right? Yeah, man. Just as the mind is sustained by positive thoughts and feelings, in so much the same way, the body is nourished and sustained by the quality of foods and herbs it consumes. BioLife, a specifically engineered food supplement with various herbs and botanicals, is manufactured to help bring wellness to the body. BioLife is an organically raw and certified plant life product that helps promote optimal health and wellness and invigorates some desired responses. BioLife is a combination of liquid old food supplements and easily digestible pills. BioLife has concentrated herb supplement, thus is potent and has the potential to help cleanse and harmonize the body. And folks, while you are intent on taking care of the body by including BioLife into your daily routine, keep in mind that your spiritual health is the main influence on your physical health and wellness. So take care of your mind. Create pure and positive thoughts and feelings. Experience an overall sense of well-being. Spiritual health, physical health. Make your life a masterpiece. To order the BioLife product, call 800-620-3936, 620-3936, or visit the web at BioLifeNow.com. This is Carl B. Moxie, and I'm not only an advertiser, but a satisfied consumer to boot. Wolof. Today is not the 20th, today is the 13th. Yeah, I'm speeding up the man party. It's not tonight. It's not the Lyndon Brown party at the Majestic Marquis. It's not tonight. Tonight is the 13th. It's the 20th. Next week, Saturday. So you got a whole week. Yeah, a whole week to go. If you go down there, you might find something, but it's not Lyndon Brown something tonight. So, I don't beg you no pardon. Pardon me. I don't for my fault. I don't for my fault, you know. I don't for my fault. No, sir.
City lock. City lock.
Call me. Got the city lock. Every week. This time.
City lock. City lock. City lock.
Same thing around with me. Head no good. Today is the 6th, but the party is still the 28th. Same thing wrong with me. To blow his ass, Kurt. Too much by your life. All of my fault. Lyndon Brown's party is the 28th. Today is the 6th of July. Thank you, Debo. I don't feel me fault, me say. One thing I'm sure about, though, whether it's the 6th, whether today is the 6th or the 13th or the 20th, what I'm thing I'm sure about is that tonight, as a matter of fact, this evening at 6 o'clock, the Brahma Kumaris on the Bronx location presents an evening at the movie. So we are asking you to please come and join us in viewing this wonderful, insightful movie. It's the Tower of the Traveler, T-A-O of the Traveler, the Seven Keys of Enlightenment, this evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. When a modern woman is bestowed with a knowledge that is older than time, she sets out to explore the world from a unique perspective typically afforded to only poets and mystics. From the ice-capped mountains of New Zealand to the rainforests of Australia and the timeless deserts of India, her search for the seven keys of enlightenment takes her to the far corners of the earth. So we will view the movie followed by an interactive conversation that will help us clarify the seven keys of enlightenment. We will also have some experience of meditation, reflection and meditation. And again, folks, at our Bronx location, 2705 Williams Bridge Road on the second floor. And it's in that medical office building right behind Rite Aid. Rite Aid is at Boston Road and Allerton Avenue. So it's right behind the Rite Aid. And the address is 2705 Williams Bridge Road. And for you GPers, the zip is 10469. And it's offered by the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization as a free community service. And again, for more information, you can call Carmen at 718-994-0765. 718-994-0765 from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Call Carmen now. She's home. At least I lifted her there, you know. Don't know if she's still there, but I lifted her there. This evening from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. So, Debo, you come. The sisters, I'm getting organic popcorn and thing, you know? So you can come sit down, eat popcorn, and watch the movie. The Tower of the Traveler, the Seven Keys of Enlightenment. Yeah, man. And the BK presents, the Brahma Kumaris presents, Unwind, Have Fun, Be Entertained, Enjoy a Great Summer's Day at the Central Park Banshell. Peace in the Park is what we call it. Be free, be light, be happy. And Friday, July the 26th, shake off the stress of the city and find serenity at Peace in the Park, an oasis of calm and spirituality in Central Park. On the afternoon of Friday, July 26th, Peace in the Park attendees can sit in a peaceful space and be transported to an experience of inner calm and love. Peace in the park, attendees can relax and enjoy live music that soothes the mind and it energizes the spirit. Listen to small talks with big ideas, 30-minute life changes. Discover their inherent qualities. Peace in the park attendees will discover their inherent qualities, qualities that give you the power to see the light of the future. So come live, laugh, love while learning ways to be happier, healthier, and more harmonious. Yeah, man. Participate in fun and uplifting activities for kids and families that fire up the imagination. That's Peace in the Park, the 26th of July, from 12 o'clock, 12 midday to 7 p.m. And the location in the park is the Central Park Bandshell. So if you come into Central Park, just ask for the Bandshell. Or the Bandshell there, and you will be in the presence of the BK and friends, Brahma Kumari, World Spiritual Organization and friends. The Book of Rules, dub. Hear this one, DJ Roy. Ouch. It's the Book of Rules. The Caribbean has given birth to some great literary scholars, you know, Jamaica in particular. And before the break, I referred to someone as First Lady. Not necessarily in the sense of first lady in literary, mind you, or literacy, mind you, even though her bio points to her as being close to the top of her craft, but being a dead ringer. You know what a dead ringer is, Debo? She is a dead ringer. Yeah, to the first lady of the White House. Her facial features is that of Michelle Obama, a real dead ringer. Do you hear that often enough from people, Angie?
Hey, Uncle Carl, thanks for having me. Of course, but you know what? What I always tell people at work or wherever I see them, I say, shh, don't blow my cover. The Secret Service people are not around. So be careful how you call me First Lady Obama.
No, I didn't call you any name. I didn't put a name. I just referred to you as First Lady.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, it happens a lot at work. Some people call me that, and when they do, I tell them to be quiet because the Secret Service is not there, and I don't want to blow my cover.
Okay. Do you yourself, though, do you see the resemblance?
Somewhat. When I look at pictures,
yeah.
When I look in the mirror, I do not see it, and some members of my family say no, but I think enough people have said it for me to start thinking.
Yeah, Mrs. Uno favor for you. Uno favor for you. No, me don't know.
Well, I guess that's a privilege.
Me don't know who older, but when they make one Uno, them never throw away the mold at all.
Well, who knows? Maybe she's family. I need to go check it out, eh?
Welcome to Wake Up Radio, Miss Angie Manning. And I know you have another name, but I won't be the one to mess it up. Because today I've been messing up, so I won't be the one to mess up today. Now, how do you pronounce it?
Eduse.
E-D-U-C-I-E.
E-D-U-S-E-I.
Same thing, you know? But is that what's on your arm?
Yes, on the book.
Yeah, is that what's written on the book, though?
Yes, E-D-U-S-E-I. It's a Ghanaian name.
You're from Jamaica, right?
I'm from Jamaica, yes. Born, bred, grown, raised, Jamaican in every way, shape and form.
And so it is safe to say that, yes, sir, Jerusalem crossover, the name Jerusalem crossover, your smarty last name, right? Miss Safe, your smarty last name.
Hey, Uncle Carl, behave.
You don't have to tell me if you know why. You don't want to tell me. You don't have to tell me. And so where is he from?
He's from Ghana.
He's from Ghana. Okay. So now that that is out of the way, let's talk about the book.
Okay.
What is the title, first and foremost?
Okay, the book is titled Lost Crossing Broadway.
The title sounds metaphoric to me, or is it literally getting lost crossing Broadway?
You are right. It is metaphoric. Broadway refers to the advanced countries, but we're not talking about the Broadway theater in New York, nor the Broadway streets that we find in most developed countries. I'm using the term Broadway to depict the vastness of the world that a lot of people from other territories, the Caribbean, Africa, Asia, and so on, yearn to go to, such as the United Kingdom, the United States, Canada, Australia. It's a Broadway with a lot of signs. And the title, Lost Crossing It, is it's really a charge, a challenge that in crossing over into the new world as immigrants, let's not get lost.
Okay. Now I have read the dedication and contents and the forewords. Tell us, if you will, what inspired you to write this book, and what do you hope to achieve?
Okay. Well, I'm an immigrant myself. You know, what I've seen from a lot of people's experiences is that people's perception of what life is like is very different from the reality, especially at the beginning. And a lot of people become discouraged, distressed. You know, people I know personally, they give up, they're down, they become ill, become depressed. And after many years of my own experience and listening to other people, one day I decided, you know what, it's time for me to put something down to help people. So I decided to write this book, prompted from that desire that too many people keep making this kind of mistake. We're not saying that people should not migrate, but in migrating, let's know what we're going to be facing, and let's prepare ourselves well.
That was a two-part question. Did you answer what you hope to achieve?
Oh, yes. Well, I hope to bring a balance, a cross-cultural balance between people, to create a sensitivity to the needs of immigrants. And, you know, I don't know if you'll allow me to say this now, but a lot of people who have read the book so far are not immigrants, people who live, who have never left the borders of the United States. And they have told me that, Angie, in reading this book, they realize that the people who live in their community, that they call them those people, immigrants, they didn't know that this is what these people go through. So there's a greater sensitivity to needs. There's a greater possibility for people to unite. And if you know me, I'm that sort of a person. I'm a people person. I love everybody. I see race as the human race. It doesn't matter where you're from. You're my people.
What is the book about, though?
Okay. Well, let me tell you in a nutshell. The book has 7 chapters, and that will tell you what it's about. Well, before that, the foreword was written by my former chairman, Norris Crooks. He was the former chairman of the Consumer Affairs Commission, while I headed that institution in Jamaica years ago. And he's also the president of the Kiwanis Club of Kingston. He did the foreword. And then the book is pretty short. It has 7 chapters. The first chapter looks at, should you migrate or not? Is the migration journey for you? In chapter 2, we say, okay, so you decided you're going to migrate. How do you prepare for it? What are some of the things you need to do in preparation? And then we go to chapter 3, which says, okay, so you prepared and you have landed in one of these countries. How do you get yourself started? How do you find your direction? And then in chapter 4, we go into, so you have found your direction. How do you remain focused? How do you get yourself established in jobs? How do you get yourself into school? What should you do to move forward, to get to that American dream, or the dream that you started that you wanted when you went to the UK or wherever you moved to? And then in chapter 5, we look at the whole question of love and marriage, which a lot of people are interested in that. So you move to another country and you meet a foreigner overseas. It could be someone from your own country or someone from a totally different land. How do you cross over into love? How do you know that this person really loves you or not? Or if there is some other ulterior motive why they want to marry you? And then in chapter 6, we look at returning residents. Well, you know, most people move overseas with the intention of going back home.
Yeah.
But what we say is, before you return home, how do you prepare yourself to re-migrate? Is it the right time? And how? What should you do? And then in the final chapter, we close the book with taking time out for vacation, rest, and relaxation. A lot of people move overseas and they're so focused on the money that they feel like they need to do 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs, no rest, no vacation, and then they end up with health issues and they end up not even making the money that they want in the first place. So we are saying it's a total package. And in all of that, we've come up with 40 survival lessons. So my subtitle is 40 Survival Lessons for the Wise Immigrant.
Wow. Now, this is your first book, right?
First book. But I've written a lot of other things. But first book, published book.
Do you intend to write other books?
Oh, yes, certainly. I have books and books.
In your head.
Growing. I'm pregnant with books, with ideas. So I think later this year, my second book should be out, and then I have so many other books. And in getting feedback from people now from the first book,
yeah.
People are even telling me, Angie, you need to write about this and that, and
yeah.
I'm flooded. I just need time to write.
Now, I think it is a book that most book clubs would enjoy sharing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. But tell us, have you shared... In this book, have you shared any personal experience? Just asking. You know,
Uncle Carr.
Okay,
well, I should say this. The beginning of each chapter has a story, and people who know me might be able to pick up that, hey, this sounds like Angie here. But my characters are all successful. Even if they go through some challenges and some strategies and some tragedies, they come out victorious in the end, which is me. No matter what I go through, I will come out victorious. So, you know, each chapter will have a story and people will like the story. And then at the end of the chapter, we go into some lessons.
All right. Now,
I see my name in a few of them, but, you know, me and other people.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. Now, if people want to learn more or read more about this book, read more in this book, how can they, you have a website or?
Oh, yes. We have websites. And you know what? I would say to people, if you know somebody, you're a family member or a friend of somebody who is migrating, say this year or next year or anytime soon, get the book and let them read it, because it will help you and it will help them. It will save a lot of the heartache that happens when people come from both sides. But you can get the book on my website, which is www.angiemanning.com. That's AngieManning.com. Or you could go to my publisher's website, which is buybooksontheweb.com. It's a little long. Or you could go to amazon.com. Or if you live in the Bronx or if you know me, call me, 917-704-5312. I have a few books left, you know, that you could also buy the book from me.
If you Google anything, like your name, will it take them there?
Yes.
Okay, so all you have to do is Google your name. I can't remember the website. It's AngieManning.
Exactly, or you could Google Lost Crossing Broadway, and you'll find it.
Okay, you know, I initially planned to have just a 2 or 3 minute conversation with you, but on my way in, that I was driving and reading, but I kind of scanned over it very fast, and I think I got the essence of it, and I want to share something. You mentioned Norris A. Crooks as the person who wrote the forewords in it, and I just want to read something from it, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind, Uncle Carl.
Okay. This is written in parts here. I'm reading this in parts. As a business owner, philanthropist, and leader in my community and church, this is Norris who is speaking here, I have observed that true gems are rare. Angie Manning is one such rare gem. I had no doubt that, as is her trademark, Angie would do an outstanding job and produce a book that was sealed with her mark of excellence. bolstered with it with wit and backed by experience. This she has done in this book. It is no surprise to me that my friend was moved to write such a novel piece of work, one that will provide a roadmap for anyone wishing to migrate to the Western world. Angie first proved her mettle as a woman of substance and extensive abilities while working as chief executive officer of the Consumer Affairs Commission in Jamaica, West Indies. Now, during her stewardship at the helm of that organization, I was the chairman of the board of directors to which she reported. A true professional diplomat and administrator and an ardent advocate of consumer rights and protection, Angie worked tirelessly and meticulously, playing a role, a key role in the preparation and promulgation of consumer protection legislation in Jamaica. You can know it's a Jamaican writing this now. Pure big word, you know, folks. She also developed and implemented consumer education programs for the population at large and was active in the promotion of consumer-related concerns within the Caribbean region and Latin America. Angie took on additional responsibilities for the Caribbean as a region when she was elected to serve as chairperson of the Caribbean Consumer Consultative Committee, that's CCCC. The CCCC was then a 7-member committee of Caribbean delegates charged with the mandate to assist in the promotion of consumer protection, education, and awareness across the Caribbean region. In her role as CEO and as chairman-elect of the CCCC, Angie participated in and made presentations at several deliberations in Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, Peru, Panama, Barbados, Guyana, Jamaica, St. Lucia, Trinidad and Tobago, the USA, and South Africa. Her work commanded the respect of the public in general and attracted the attention of the media. She was called on frequently to respond to requests for interviews by the media on radio and television and in the press, and she was often quoted in print articles by various newspapers. And here I am thinking, say, the first time you come on radio. I will leave a nice thing him say about you, but what me I go stop now.
All right.
Very, 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 very nice piece of forward, you know, by this gentleman. One good piece of forward this. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Proper forward. Mm. Forwards for you. All impressive. Well written.
Oh, thank you.
An equally well written book.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Carl. Thank you so much.
Broadway, multiple survival lessons for the wise immigrant. Oh. Now, if Obama was to see the cover of this book, he would swear that his wife has a non-diploma.
I should probably send a copy of the book to them.
I'm done. Angie, you're going to tell a few movie years now, no? Come here, go slam.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. And God good luck.
Bless. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, God
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Okay.
Last Crossing Broadway, 40 Survival Lessons for the Wise Immigrant, a nicely written, nicely done book by Angie Manning Eduse, E-D-U-S-E-I. I got it now. Book of Rose. Her book is a book of instructions. No rule in here. Right, Diva? Fifty-one years later.
Everybody get ready. It's time to rock steady. Ba-ba-boom time.
festival. Ba ba boom boom. The version King strikes again. Ahoa.
Me say that man a keep a session in a West Molina. The promoter a say that he want a pirama. He want to fuck with ya, put the mic in a imana. Me couldn't left lighter, but me take her by the hand. But if me wrong, fi send come call you, you tell you say me wrong.
Well, what's your man, ain't you? And you no wrong, fi send me come call me Pupa Pujak, you no wrong. Oh Lord, cause you no know me as no rum drinker. You only know me as a champion bubbler.
And when we come fi nice up the area.
What?
Cause we gonna say that we gonna figure nice up the land.
I am feeling irie. So I and I bring to you another version from creation.
So brothers and sisters, here comes another musical shock attack. The song got the road, you know?
Oh, when you want track a cold jack, come make a fight piece of this rubber dog. Fight piece of this rubber dog.
No, me love, me say that you want the woman and me and the man, but you look so strong.
Ah, oh,
yeah, me prefer lick you with the whole thing, bum.
Tell you, say me not left me barn land.
Say so, say me mama not left you.
Tell you, say me not left me barn land.
Whoa. Because I own top many say that we are one. Own top many say that we are one.
Not left me barn land.
Call me.
But I'm fighting all fine, huh. And everything is all right, huh. Yeah.
They don't call me the version king for nothing.
Everyone get ready.
Yep.
Don't try to stop straight.
Nope.
Not your dread time, is it?
Ouch.
Don't lose your cool. Respect the rules. Not the dread time is here. So you hear the children dread. Not the dread lock. Not the not upon dread. Not the dread.
DJ Rob, Bobby Channel 1, watch out.
Not the dread lock. Not the not up and
ready. Not the dreadlocks.
Feel it or dancing. Not the Congo chanting. Not the dread time is here.
Before we had a version, make we get a look at the ice, you know. True Lord, true. You with a version, you know.
Uncle Carl, I'm gonna make you mad, so. I'll make you mad, so, Uncle Carl. Summer of 1967. Oh. It was around that same time, you know, the summer of 1967. Three women from three different countries got together to discuss how they could make the home a little more family friendly. You know, how they could get husbands to do a little more in the home. So at the first meeting, you know, the first month, it was a monthly meeting. One meeting per month. The first month they decide, well, let's go back home and let's let's be diplomatic here and get our husband to do things, you know? And let's meet again next month. Let's meet again next month and see how we progress. And so, when they came back the following month, the English woman said, well, I told my husband that it's time he start making dinners in the house for the household, for the family. And the first day, I didn't see anything. But the second day, he made a beautiful, a lovely breakfast. And we enjoyed it. And so the American said, well, similar. On the first day, I didn't see anything. After I asked him to make the breakfast, I didn't see anything. But the second day, I saw signs where he was looking around for things. And the third day, he made a lovely, lovely lunch. And the family partook. And the Jamaican woman said, well, may I ask him to do the laundry? May I ask him to do the laundry? You know? And the first day, I never see nothing. The second day, I not see nothing. The third day, I not see nothing. The fourth day, I not see nothing. The fifth and sixth day, I not see nothing. But on the seventh day now, on the seventh day, when the swelling gone down, me barely could have seen out of the corner of my left eye. Me barely could have seen out of the corner of my left eye after the swelling gone down. Rhythm from summer of 1967. My word. Tommy Cowan and the Jamaicans, Bam Bam Rhythm, winner of the 1967 Festival Competition. Rhythm and Version lessons from the self-proclaimed Rhythm and Version King on a Saturday afternoon, right here on Wake Up Radio for 90 minutes, where everyone and everything comes alive for the duration. Eric Grant, my BK brother, is having a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Eric, from all your BK brothers and sisters. My sister in Don Austin of the Bronx had an explosive birthday this past Thursday, July 4th. Brenda James and the crew send you a happy belated birthday greetings, my dear. Don Austin. And I'm sure the nurses and staff at the Workman Circle send theirs as well. Majestic Marquise comes alive on the 20th with Lyndon Brown, but on August 3rd, we'll be dead here with Upton Lewis and DJ Roy and the rest of the Road International family. It's a blouser skirt, short sleeve shirt, rubbers, Jamaica, rubber party, the way it used to be back in the days when we used to pay 2 and 6 for God dance. The equivalent of 2 and 6 these days is $30. So get your colors together. Jamaican Rum Punch Independence Dance at the Majestic Marquis Ballroom. Curry goat and white rice. That's the way them usually serve it late night. Nothing else. Manish water. Nothing else. When I come there, I look fish and all them kind of thing there. Back in the days, there was no fish hunting. So curry goat and white rice. And some manish water. Ah, whoa. Thank you, Andrew D. And of course, today's Health Watch is brought to you courtesy of the BioLife Energy System products. And to purchase any of the 250 lines of BioLife products, call 1 800 620 1-800-620-3936. 1-800-620-3936. Now, today's special is another explosive one. Explosive as in 4th of July weekend. Explosiveness or explosion. It's a package for the next 30 callers. However, it ends at 1 p.m. One Alpha Plus, one Bio Cleanse, one Man of Steel or a Strength of a Woman, and 12 brain energy formula that me need right now, because I mean, I remember nothing. 15 items for $99, no shipping, no handling, and no taxes. And for the next 30 callers who call before 1 p.m. starting this minute, can get this explosive sale. 15 items for $99. The number is 1-800-620-3936. 1-800-620-3936. You get 15 items for only $99. One Alpha Plus, one Cleanse, one Man of Steel or a Strength of a Woman, and 12 brain energy formula for $99. No shipping, no handling, no taxes. The seconds are ticking away and the chances are dwindling. 30 people max for this special. 1-800-620-3936. Yeah. DJ Ron!
Some kind of problem we got in Jamaica that we all have got to face. Crime rate is rising high, and we can feel the touch of sky as I would give it to you. The police getting killed as I would say. The soldier man getting killed too.
DJ Roy, Bobby Channel 1.
On the chat of people calling school fame. Movies are very bad, man. Can't you could never understand. The school fees are inside of the corner. They're picking up like little Jack Horner. School fees are carrying cane. And the school fees are carrying monkey.
1-800-620-3936 for that explosive special.
Yeah!
Ouch!
Got to form a hunting school face.
Ouch!
I would say, where we can live in love and unity. School face of that.
Ouch!
Some folks of our needs and other folks of dreams. Oh, I really got the little that we
can. Uncle Carl, I like your bad song.
I will not break up my relationship, as I would say.
Now when you turn and you walk through that door, it scares me so,
baby, and I will never let you go. Still, I want the world to know how much I love you too.
Maxime Gray's Boat Ride, Saturday, July 13, at the World's Fair Marina City Field. Music by Road International. Midnight boat ride
the that I see.
On the River Rose. She's
been following me all over this joint. She says to me, well, it's just because you are.
Ricky Junior's boat ride is August 4th, Sunday, August 4th, on the Paddle Wheel Queen from the World's Fair Marina. More about that one in the upcoming weeks.
You.
Yeah!
Breaking up.
It's hard to do. The Immaculate Conception High School Alumni Association, New York Chapter, and the Cornwall College Old Boys Association, New York, and the Woolmers Alumni Association of USA, Inc. present what? A Twilight Dinner Cruise on Saturday, July 13th. That's next week, Saturday. Boarding at 7 p.m. Music by Soul Tone Disco and the Paddle Wheel Queen. And it's only $60 a one.
So we had some kind of jive dance and I take her home. Went to the bathroom.
And Joy presents an elegant dinner and dance, Strictly Dancing second edition, at the Adria Hotel at in Queens. On where's the date? Saturday, July the 20th. That's next week. Couple of weeks Saturday. Limited tickets are available. Advanced tickets are available for $30 a one. It's a cash bar at the Adria Hotel, 220-33 Northern Boulevard in Queens. Music by DJ Dwayne, Glamour Wayne, and DJ Carlton.
I'm
Channel 1. Celebrate and be a part of a great reunion with Esme, my parishy, and on board Captain Lou's Storestream, the 8th, 7th annual After Work Moonlight Cruise on Saturday, August the 17th from 28 Woodcliff Avenue, Freeport, Long Island. Boarding time 7 p.m., sailing 7:30 p.m. sharp, return at 11:30 p.m. Music by Rocksteady Sound with DJ Sean. Donation $60 a one. Free parking. More about this in the upcoming weeks as well. Esme, my good friend, good afternoon, my dear. Years later, the road to independence on Wake Up Radio. We are going to leave it right here, Debo. Debo, come and say goodnight. Indeed.
The walks in the days come for night when my aunt's arrested. After the darkness, here comes the light, for my thoughts have been manifested. And my tolerance has been tested, y'all. When I see y'all, I use that to jump for why, even in high places.
Marcia Wilson Porter, happy birthday to your daughter Laura. She's what, 19 tomorrow?
When I kill ground with four lines of bone.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Say hi to my heart, so you got to be round when I come down the whiskey sound. Yeah.
Ouch.
When I can't believe it, come on, Mr. Man, you got to understand. Kind of good for your intuition, y'all. Kind of what would change the plan.
I gotta show you the picture I'm talking about. Isn't that Michelle Obama? Isn't that Michelle Obama right there?
Pretty close. Wow, yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, man. So how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fear to find, but cloudy in the pocket. Fear to find. Cloudy in the pocket.
You need to change that.
Boy, you say you change it for me now? Change it for me. Change it for me.
Oh, I wish I could.
Say good night, Charlie.
I am Debo. Do have yourself a good afternoon.
Yeah. We're going to leave it right here. So until tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock when we shall try our endeavor best at 8 o'clock to help evoke your spiritual awareness. And listen to various presenters. Carmen will, as usual, bring insight there tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. This is your Uncle Carl B. Marx saying, take no sorrow, folks. Take no sorrow and give no sorrow, because you're all special people. The Ivy Jam boys and girls, they're up next. Om Shanti and...
That's all for now, y'all.
God bless you.
Love is so deep, you got to be some kind of professional. As I would say, to be in love, as I would tell it to your baby.
I would not even you all of my heart.
Baby girl, as I would tell it to you, the we will never part. You got to love me from the start and never let I go. Still, you want to run to know that you love me too.
I'm Carl B. Moxie, and you have been listening to Wake Up Radio FM, and the world shall hear from me again.
You got to socialize, cause you gave me, make me realize.
The first cut is the deepest.
Tell you the love I got to give you, it's the dearest, baby. It's not the cheapest, not the best, as I would tell you. Gotta be the confess in your dress and give me some of your love and your tenderness, as I would say. Traditional love I got to give you, baby, come and down with me. Tell the love of me go free like a bird in a tree for you and me, as I would say.
The first cut is the deepest.
Come and down with me and give me some kind of joy, baby, for the joy I really got to give you.
93.5 WPIP and WPIP HD1, New Rochelle.
Hi, this is Steve Pelletieri with a message from the New Jersey blueberry growers. New Jersey blueberries, they're fresh, great to eat, and they're here. Blueberries are a great source of vitamin A and C, and they're just 41 calories for a half cup serving. Besides all that, blueberries are delicious, and New Jersey blueberries are simply the best. New Jersey blueberries are juicy and sweet, great in pies, muffins, pancakes, yogurt, ice cream, or just by themselves. Let your imagination decide how to enjoy New Jersey blueberries. Remember, Jersey fresh blueberries only come around once a year, and they don't last very long. So buy them and enjoy them now.